Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Hosted by PeopleSoft users Stephen Valentine, Senior Director of Quality Assurance at the Milton Hershey School, and Brooke Repine, a PeopleSoft Business Systems Analyst with Samaritan's Purse. This podcast explores and showcases how PeopleSoft customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success. Welcome to the February 2026 episode of the PeopleSoft podcast, where we explore how to get the most out of your PeopleSoft investment. Today, we're chatting with Rajesh Thiru, ERP manager from Powers Health, who is actively working on a PeopleTools 8.62 go live. Welcome, Rajesh. We are so glad you're able to squeeze within your busy schedule. Last month, my co-host Stephen and I had the opportunity to bring Shashank Vemana from Oracle on the podcast to talk about the benefits we can gain from PeopleTools 8.62. And we're very pleased that you've been able to carve out time to further that discussion and share your organization's upgrade journey today towards PeopleTools 8.62. So welcome, Rajesh. Can you tell us a little bit about your current role and your personal PeopleSoft journey?
Thank you, Brooke. And thank you, Stephen. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to have this conversation about PeopleSoft. Happy to be part of this community and discussing about PeopleSoft. Just to give an introduction about myself, I joined Powers Health on 2015 as a consultant for an upgrade project, PeopleTools upgrade. That time we were still on 9.1 version. We were doing PeopleTools upgrade. And then since then, I took over developer portion and then moved on to different roles like senior developer, lead. And since 2020, I'm managing ERP department, both PeopleSoft FSCM and HCM. We are heavy PeopleSoft users since 2002, and we take pride in every year upgrading our system and then keeping everything up to date. We enjoy and we do a lot with PeopleSoft.
That's great. So you guys are now implementing 8.62 and also looking at the new landing page, correct? Can you talk a little bit about what led you to that decision and how that project is going?
Yes, that's super exciting project. So we are part of early adopters last year with Oracle, and along with a couple other customers, we were implementing PeopleTools upgrade last year as part of early adoption program. Our strategy is we upgrade PeopleSoft every year. Every year, there is a specific time frame that we decided, and we are very successful since 2019 or 2020, keeping our system, FSCM, HCM tools, all we upgrade once every year. And then that kind of strategically that helps us in multiple ways. So last year, the transformation 8.60 to 8.62, when Oracle approached us that, hey, would you like to be part of early adoption program? One of the reasons, because we are on Microsoft SQL Server, so it probably helps them, one of the customer outside of Oracle infrastructure, so that we help them identifying any bugs, early bugs, and all before GA. So when we watched the landing page demos and then presentations, that was quite impressive. And immediately we took a stand that that's definitely a feature that we want to implement, because we are always interested in taking up new functionalities and features if we see a value out of it. Either it is for the core IT team or for the business. We always implement it. We take it to our business. We show it to them. We kind of sell it. We play like a strategy role within organization to our core business departments like HR, finance, payroll, and supply chain, all the departments. So there are several benefits of landing page, which definitely we can talk, but we are super excited that we are doing it with this upgrade that we are actually going live next week.
That's great. And I love that you guys upgrade every year. I think that is a goal that is awesome and it keeps you current. So that's exciting to hear. Let's hear a little bit about the landing page, maybe some of the new functionality that you've experienced, and help everyone understand what can we get from it if we upgrade to it.
So there is a blog Russell posted, I think on December he posted it. I encourage everyone should take a look at that blog. He shared so much valuable details about landing page. But for us, our journey started about landing page sometime last year, June or July. Since then, we started exploring this landing page, different innovative ideas. Within the team, we formed like a committee, come up with ideas, like what would you recommend? What kind of sections we need to create? The challenge that we have in our current version, it's not a challenge, But it's a phase. We have different homepages. All the managers, they land on manager homepage. All employees outside of management, they land on employee homepage. And core business, they land on their own homepages, like finance and accounting or procurement operations. Sometimes they tend to forget they need to switch homepage to go back and access something on a different homepage. Or there are several tiles that we had to duplicate to help them because of saving their time switching back and forth on different homepages. Say, for example, approval time. We have to keep it on multiple homepages. So our current homepage with multiple homepages and duplicate tiles, it gets a little clunky. But when we saw this landing page where we can design our own homepage and then based on security, just keep the tiles dynamically what they should see and organize it by taking the benefit of sections, that was huge. And we had come up with the design, with our own design that I'm happy to share. I'm actually presenting a topic, this blueprint as well. That was quite likable, and our business teams and a lot of management, they appreciated it. It was very well received, the way how we transformed this year upgrade, focusing on landing page. And it's not just landing page, right? Like, we are focusing on several new functionalities, work centers, landing pages, and then notification framework and texting using Twilio. There are so much I can talk about the functionalities that we are implementing as part of our upgrade.
That's exciting. I have a question. Have you been involving your end users in what this new design is that you're talking about that you've come up
yes.
with, and keep them in the conversation about how different homepages are going away and there's this new landing page?
That's actually a great question. Everything we do, we try our best to make it more collaborative. It's not just IT doing this. We are the beginning, but we are not the end. We look into it because we work very closely with Oracle. We work very closely with partners and then other customers. We learn from everyone. And from there, we take it to our core business. And we do have a functional team on the financial supply chain side. They help us a lot as well when it comes to connecting us with the end users. And even with this landing page, the names, what can we name the specific section? And we kind of use some AI tools coming up with some suggestions, recommendations. And because we want to keep it more modern, fancy, and also more meaningful, so we come up with creative ways, we take it to core business, we get their feedback. And again, when I say core business, not every employees, there are certain employees who are always interested to contribute, to share, and to help. So we go to them and then we get their feedback and we take it back. And then we make changes based on the feedbacks that we receive from all these core business administrators.
Exactly. I'm sure that's really exciting for them to be part of that process as well, and to speak into the changes your team is making. Do they get into the test environments at all as you're testing?
That's mandatory. So we do everything in dev, and they don't have access to dev. We only show them what we are doing. And once the dev is ready for user acceptance testing, that's when we move everything to UAT. And then we share the links to them. And then we make sure they have all the appropriate access. We tell them, this is your new production, pretend like production. Do all your testing that you do. 99% we give the confidence that you should not get any issues, because before we give them, behind the scenes, we do a lot. We run thousands of automated tests, and then every developer, they do end-to-end unit testing, executing all the business process. After all these steps, then we go to business saying, okay, here is your new production. Take a look at it. Let us know. And again, another selling point, this is something I even discussed with Shashank during last year Reconnect. We don't see upgrade just as a security project, or we don't see upgrade as, okay, I have to do it to keep my system safe and secure. Yes, that is one of the key reasons as well. But the way how I always see is taking the functionalities, new features, both tools and also the product level functionalities. When there is a feature that has a lot of value and benefit, use that as a selling point, take it to business. Some of them, they like it. Some of them, it takes time to, you know, get adapted to accepting the change. But try it out and then show the value to them. And eventually everyone comes back with the point of fact that, okay, they like it or they want it.
Yeah, that's great. One of the outcomes of this podcast really is to help people thinking about modernizing their PeopleSoft technology. So I love that you also think about that as a modernization. So when you had your functional users doing their testing, how did they do with learning the system, all the new functionality that they're using? Did it seem intuitive? Did you feel like there was a learning curve? Did you feel like there was good buy-in in the new functionality?
Yes, there is definitely a learning curve for our core business. Say, for example, with this year upgrade for the finance department, we are converting the classic work centers into a fluid work center. Again, it's not a huge shift visually. It's a classic version to fluid version. But for us, behind the scenes, it's a lot of work. So what we did is we kind of organized the work center. We learned there are some groups, they are using navigation collection, which could be consolidated as part of one work center. So like asset management work center, and I think real estate, lease administration, billing, some of the work centers, we transformed, converted from classic to fluid. And we configured it matching with their current production setup. And then we had shown them and then they liked it. And again, we fine-tuned it based on their feedbacks. They say that, hey, I don't want this. Can you add this? We adjust it, we make them happy, and then we give it to them. Okay, can you test it now and see if everything is good? So we achieve by taking out the old steps that we don't want and also indirectly pushing them into the new technology changes like new work centers, because eventually tomorrow it helps me sneaking in insights inside the work center and then approvals. And even on the fluid pages, I can place some of the insights. Because I see it as search technology and insights, that's the way to go for PeopleSoft. One more thing, the same applies, right? On the purchasing side, exactly the same example applies. Today for purchasing department, we have a bunch of navigation collections and pivot grid for them to execute the whole supply chain business process. With this upgrade, we're scratching everything. We took a screenshot saying, here is the 5-6 times going away. It will be replaced with one new feature, which was released by Oracle with POM 54 and 55. Procurement Work Center. It's an excellent work center, which I have so much confidence that saves our purchasing tile. Instead of accessing multiple tiles, they just land on one fluid work center. Everything that they are supposed to do is right in front of them. All they have to do is just click on the work center. All the works that needs your attention is right in front of you. You just need to take action. So definitely they appreciate it. They like it. And we receive a lot of positive feedbacks on changes like this.
That's exciting. We've actually done a podcast in the past about fluid work centers and encouraging people to use them. So we love hearing what you're doing, your organization with fluid work centers as well. Did you find as you were working on this project that the landing page modeler was helpful for you?
So as we are early adopters, we started working on landing pages much earlier than we received this functionality. A landing page modeler is an excellent tool. We watched the demo from Oracle. When Oracle presented us this tool, we were like, okay, we wish you guys had given us like 3 months ago. That is an excellent tool. Our team did download the tool and they are looking into it. But we wrapped up our designs almost 5-6 months ago. But now we are using landing page modeler, kind of enhance it and tweaking it and making some changes with what we already designed. And again, you may be wondering, if we are early adapters, why are we going live even now? We were supposed to go live on the month of September with the tools 86204, I think, with the HCM POM 52 and FSCM 54. Unfortunately, our identity access management SailPoint, that application was not certifying 862 tools. Because it's talking to PeopleSoft through Java connectivity and all, and they have to certify PeopleSoft so that their connectivities work, which we got to know only on the last minute. That was a pretty big learning for us. I was always thinking that a third-party application cannot control or stop my upgrade, which was not the case last year, unfortunately. And end of the year, they did certify 862 tools. So now we got green signal to push our upgrade. I take it positively again, because that got an opportunity for us to increase our POM numbers by one. Like, you know, HCM, we moved from 52 planned to go live to 53, and FSCM 54 to 55. We are going live with the FSCM 55, 86207 tools that was literally released 2 weeks ago.
That's insightful. Was that your biggest challenge that you faced?
Definitely. every year upgrade, we definitely learn something. And last year, what I learned was that integration. We have to be careful with the third-party applications that are relying on some of these Java connectivity-based integration they have to certify. And the challenge of being an early adopter, we did not end up with the luxury of going live because we had to wait for them to certify the tools.
I applaud you for being an early adopter because you're paving the way for all of us. So I appreciate that. And all of the things that you're finding is just going to make all of our lives easier when we go to implement. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. So my favorite feature so far on A6.2 is the Insights customization page. So are you guys using that? Are you guys finding any benefit to that?
So, Stephen, those are really kind words. Thank you so much for saying that. It's a very big compliment. And again, it's a teamwork. I have an excellent team of developers reporting to me, and they are extremely skilled and resourceful. And I'm so thankful for having them supporting me and my director with every project that we do. And they're a key reason for all of our success. Now, coming into customization insights, that was an exciting feature when we watched the demo last year, Blueprint conference, when Shank and Paco, they were talking about it, presenting. That instant, that moment, myself and my director, we already decided, okay, we are going to get it. So with our last plan, that was not on the pipeline because we had to wait until POM 53 on HCM and 55 on FSCM to get customization insight. But Shank confirmed, if you are on 86207, you don't need to rely on the pump. But either way, our go live, we are going live next week. We are qualified to take the benefit of customization insight because we are on the pump, also on the tools that supports customization insight. So now, because we are on SQL Server customer, sometimes we have the challenge of things not going as expected, that you know it ends up with bugs and issues that we work with our support, getting it resolved. Now, with customization insights, our system admin started configuring it, following the steps, and we did identify some bugs that we are working with Oracle, getting it resolved. But I am trying my best to configure it and see the output because more than me, my business teams are excited because they have been asking for the last 3-4 years, can I see all the customization informations in a much easier way. I want to see how many customizations we have. They ask a simple question. I want to know about customizations. How many customizations we have, where we have, why we have. And it's not a simple answer. And when we presented this customization insights, they loved it. They said, okay, we want to see. Hopefully, certain hidden customization comes to light when we look into this insights. So we are trying our best. My goal is to configure it in another 2 or 3 weeks, show it to business teams. And I'm even planning to present it along with Sushank at the Blueprint conference if I have it successfully configured and working, because I feel like TableSoft customers may like to see the visualization with customer data versus demo data.
Well, that's exciting. So that's a reason for people to want to go to Blueprint to see how you're doing with it, to be able to talk to you and see how the customization insights is working. And again, I'm glad you're getting it figured out. We're also on SQL Server, so you're getting it figured out for all of this, and then we'll be able to implement it ourselves. That's such an exciting tool, and I can't wait to see it in our system as well.
Yep, that's one of the exciting features, like you said, definitely.
I understand your institution has a lot of test scripts, and I'm curious, what will be the process for updating your test scripts as you align with the upgrade?
That is correct. We do have a lot of test scripts. So if I were to explain about the whole testing concept automation, again, it all started when I started my career here at PowerSelt 10 years ago. It's my 11th year. And we started building the foundation, like, okay, let's come up with all the automated tests, all the integrated tests, unit tests, and then work with business teams, put all the test scenarios in Excel, and then convert it into automation. And at that time, because I was a developer, I was also really good in creating automated tests. And prior to PowerSelt, I used to work for Oracle PeopleSoft back in India since 2006. And I think it's my 20th year now. So that's where I got an opportunity to learn PeopleSoft test framework. So I was kind of like an advisory here, encouraging our business teams and core IT that we need a good automated test suite. Since then, we started building, and I think it took us probably an year or two. We ended up with close to 1,500 tests, like 1,000 tests on the FSCM side and close to 300 or 400 tests on the HCM side. That saved my job, and it really saved me with every year upgrade. I can tell you, even this year, I cannot thank enough PTF tests, how it is saving me, because as soon as developer completes retrofitting, that is the first step. We kick off all the tests, and then you will be surprised the issues that it catches. Sometimes like a program going to an error, like a COBOL something, then we go back to system admin. Sometimes it catches delivered bugs, and sometimes, oh, there is a change in the setup that you're not aware of. And now, because test is expecting something and there is something changed, it's not humanly possible to go and verify all the setup pages and everything. You know, we all busy, focus on creating transactions, making sure everything is working fine. But we don't have time to go and review the setups. But this is where the test comes and helps us. So we automated so many tests. Now, the challenge is, like you said, maintaining it. As the application transforms, you need to keep our test updated in sync with application. So we have like a part-time consultant who is extremely resourceful with the whole automation. We use them on a need basis, and they come in before the upgrade, assist us while all the developers busy retrofitting all of their projects, change packages. Automation consultant is busy retrofitting automated test. So he reviews the test, and then he executes it, and then he syncs it up, and he makes sure by the time developer finished retrofitting and certifying us, okay, the dev is ready to do unit testing. Our automation consultant certifies, okay, all the PTF tests are ready. I can execute the test. So parallelly, they work on it. That's where it helps with all the automation.
Awesome. Thanks for explaining that. We had a prior podcast where we interviewed Jessica and Jennifer on their work for PTF. And they have a group that meets every month on the SIG, and then weekly, they kind of have like a working group, and we're super excited about what they're doing. And we also appreciate what you've said about PTF. We firmly believe that using PTF is such a huge help as well. So thanks for kind of explaining how that works for your organization and how you're able to manage and maintain those PTFs with something like this.
Good to hear that. Thank you.
So for those people that are thinking about implementing 862, do you have any advice on where to start?
I think at this point, 862 is pretty stabilized with 0.7. A lot of bugs are already addressed and the tools are pretty strong. I definitely encourage customers upgrading to 862 tools. It's not just about landing page, right? Just landing page is a game changer and it's a selling factor. But also, take a look at all the search definitions, insights, and then the Fluid Work Centers and all the new functionalities. Like even we are going live with the Fluid Job Data and Fluid Person Data on the HR side. We did go live with the Fluid Job Data 3-4 years ago, but the mistake that I think myself and some of our executives we did was we kept both old classic and Fluid. So people tend to stick with the old option because they got used to it. And this year, we clearly made a decision, okay, we are going to take out all the old stuff. You know, you have to stick with all the new ones. So now they are taking it very seriously and they're testing it. My suggestion is it's definitely a right time. If you are on 860 or 861, look into 862 with 0.7 tools out. A lot of bugs are addressed. And also with the customization insights, that's another huge selling factor because all the people serve customers, we always worry about customizations. And I can say with every year upgrade, it is very evident that we bring down our customizations drastically every year. As a matter of fact, we work on creating reports showing to our executives what is the value we are taking out of this upgrade. Like how many customizations we are bringing it down by modules. Because while developer review and retrofit changes, we have a status tracker where developers mark it as this is a customization I needed for so-and-so reason. This is a customization I don't need it because I can transform it maybe using event mapping plugin or page and free config or just an event mapping. So they make all those decisions and then ultimately we consolidate all the reports and we present it to executives like here's the number of customizations we dropped as part of this upgrade. So if your intention is to reduce customizations, take the benefit of some of the delivered new functionalities, and even helping with designing any new technology-based functionalities. I definitely encourage customers to come up with a strategy or plan on focusing on upgrade projects.
That's excellent. Thanks for sharing. I'm really looking forward to seeing your presentation at Blueprint 4D and seeing how this has really changed the game for your organization and other organizations that are using this new People Tools 8.6 too.
Me too. Thank you so much, actually, for giving this opportunity. And I'm excited coming to the conference and sharing with everyone our learnings, at the same time learning from everyone else.
Yeah, Blueprint's a great opportunity to meet other people, learn from other people, develop those relationships. And it's all about community. It's all about so many people that know PeopleSoft so much better than all the rest of us. And there's so much knowledge there. So that's the best part about the community. And that's the best part about going to Blueprint and hearing what other people are doing, seeing their presentations, getting those contact information and taking advantage of that. So I also appreciate that you're going to go and present at Blueprint and help people get excited about 8.6.2, because it really is an exciting tool and it's an exciting new feature that's coming out.
I definitely agree with you. I agree with every point that you both are sharing, and Blueprint is definitely the right way for connecting with everyone, collaborating and building the network. It's a great platform and a conference.
Well, I have one last question for you. Your organization seems to have a really good approach for staying modern and innovating with your PeopleSoft product. Powers Health has received the PeopleSoft Innovator Award for its past innovation for PeopleSoft with enhancing new user experience, deploying dashboards. And I'd love to know, what are the key things that makes your team so successful in constantly pushing your investment forward with implementing this new functionality that Oracle is releasing?
Well, from our executive standpoint, we don't have any plan in the near future to switch from PeopleSoft to a SaaS product. So that's actually the driving factor. So we might as well keep everything up to date and take all the benefits that we can get out of it. So when it comes to innovation on search technology and insights, this is something I'm probably repeating from last year. Our search journey started 6-7 years ago when we started creating custom search definition for one of our bolt-on module much before anyone started to explore all the delivered search definitions. And when we presented it, our finance, they loved it. They're like, okay, so I can go here and type in what I want, and then it gives the informations that I'm expecting to see. And we said, yes, we started from there, and it kind of, you know, assisted us moving on to next level for enabling delivered search frameworks. When Kibana was released and we were again like early adopters, adapting to some of the visualizations, taking it to business. And I always make sure, again, one of my objective is I don't push it. I kind of take it as an advantage, use it in a way that they believe that, okay, there is a value of it. Say, for example, there's like 30 or 40 insights. Yes, we have enabled most of them. And even when we enable it, we make sure we fine-tune it as per our standards. Because Oracle delivers like a tablet, right? The visualizations, the insights, the information, so what you see, if you see as delivered, it may not be that helpful for your company. You may have to fine tune it. You may have to make some changes. We do all those things and then we enable it. And then on the go, we share to our business. So say, for example, hey, I need a report of this. We give them the report. But we also send the screenshot. By the way, you can go and do this by yourself. Just go here, click on this tile, do this. Here is your output. And they say, oh, this is awesome. This definitely comes handy when I need something instantly. I can keep on talking about all these insights. Even now with HR and payroll, we are having a conversation about one of the features that we are working on. And they talk about, oh, can one of you help me sending this report? I would like to know like salaried versus hourly employees, or I would like to know the earnings by category, earning definition. While they talk, I instantly open one of the insight and then I show the information, I download it and I show them how easily all the informations can be accessible in less than 5 minutes. And they were like, okay, this is awesome. And it kind of motivates them. And the way how we did all these things, Now they started coming up with the word insights. If they want a report, they stopped asking, can you give me a query or can you schedule this for me? Instead, they say, oh, can I get an insight for this business process so I can go and play with the data when I want it? So we are learning. We are also educating them. At the same time, we are not pushing too much. We are making sure we wait for the right time to show them this is exactly what you need. So they go with it.
That's great. I love your philosophy. And I think that focusing on keeping current, doing what you can do to use the functionality, and yeah, you have no plans of replacing the system, so why not use it to the best of ability? I think that's great. I think that's a great approach and something we should all take it to heart.
Agreed. Well, if you want to see what Rajesh has been doing, attend his presentation at Blueprint 4D this year. The conference is going to be held in Dallas, Texas from May 4th through May 7th, 2026. And I encourage everyone to register if you haven't done that yet. The earlier you register, the more you can save. And I know that the early bird pricing ends March 13th. So if you haven't registered yet, for any of our listeners, go out there and get registered. Rajesh, any last words before we sign off today?
Thank you for giving me this opportunity, Rooke and Stephen. This is amazing. This is awesome connecting with both of you and sharing our experience about PeopleSoft Upgrade. It's so much fun. I'm excited to, again, connect with everyone at the conference and then waiting for all the learnings from different sessions and the networking.
Yeah, thank you for being willing to share. This is great.
Thanks for joining Stephen and I today. We appreciate you taking the time to share how Powerhouse Health is continuing its innovation journey with People Tools Upgrade. And we are encouraged that today's discussion has sparked ideas and encouragement for our listeners as well. So thank you.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/PSFTConnection. To learn more about what's happening in the Quest PeopleSoft community, visit our website, questoraclecommunity.org/PeopleSoft-community.